La ilahe illallah. Presence is wholeness. If we drift off into thoughts, then we are those thoughts. We're not whole. We're not truly present. If we drift off into emotions, desires, likewise. If we become preoccupied with sensations in the body, we're partial. But when we're in presence, breath by breath, a single field of awareness, then we can direct our hearts toward the infinite, toward the divine. And even if what reflects in the heart is silence and stillness, that's enough. That itself is something quite extraordinary. Breath by breath. La ilaha illallah. So we're present in the breath. We're invoking La ilaha illallah. And we can add to this a sense of gratitude. Alhamdulillah. And we'll join our voices in the sound of Hu, Bismillah. Hu. Continue silently on the out-breath. Amen. Oh, I see. I was looking for this. That's good. Now I can see better who's here.
Salam.
So I went back to the Mesnevi, more or less to the place where we left off, those of us who are reading it together on Monday nights. And it's more or less around a section in which there's a Sufi and he's asleep, and he's asleep in a garden. And somebody comes along and says, you know, why are you asleep in the garden? Don't you realize this is the most beautiful place? You should have your eyes open. Why do you sleep? Look at the vines and behold these trees and green plants and flowers. Listen to the command of God, for he has said, look, turn your face toward these marks of mercy. And the Sufi replied, O man of vanity, its marks are the heart. That without is only the mark, that which is without in the exterior world is only the mark of the marks. The orchards and verdure are in the very essence of your soul. The reflection of it, it reflects on the outside like an image in running water. In the water, there is the phantom image of the orchard. And it quivers on account of the subtle quality of the water. But the real orchards and fruits are within the heart. The reflection of their beauty is upon this water and earth. If it were not the reflection of that delectable cypress, then God would not have called it the abode of deception. So a reminder for us of the beauty of contemplation, which we've just experienced. And if we experience the beauties of spring, which surely I hope we're doing, we may remember that there's also a spring within the heart. So I was looking at this section, and it was roughly, let me see, somewhere around line 1300 or so. And there's some beautiful things here. It moves on to a story of Solomon and talks about how Solomon could go to any plant and the plant would speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, imagine that. And the plant would say, well, I'm good for this, I can heal that. It's a beautiful example of the signs of God speaking to us, and how the prophets especially and other sensitive souls develop this relationship with the natural world. We know that many of indigenous peoples have the same relationship to nature, that the extraordinary uses of herbs and other things in the natural world have spoken to the shamans, the holy men, and the prophets. And then Mevlana also begins to move into an interesting area. And the subject begins to shift, and he begins to talk about the foolishness of the world and ignorant people who are in power. And this leads to a commentary on a Surah of Muzammil, which is a surah which means, "O you who are enwrapped." It was one of the earliest surahs revealed to the Prophet. And so the Prophet, who loved seclusion, used to cover himself and go into this deep seclusion. So after this discussion of some of the foolishness of worldly leaders, their plots, their arrogance, their ignorance, their violence. And Mevlana says, "The foolish have become leaders, and out of fear, the wise have drawn their heads under the cloak." And here begins the commentary on Surah Al-Muzammil. And so try to follow me. "For this reason, God called the prophet Muzammil, saying, 'Come forth from the cloak, O you who are fond of seclusion. Don't draw your head into the cloak and don't cover your face. For the world is a reeling body and you are its intelligence. Listen, do not hide on account of the disgrace of the adversaries, since you have the resplendent candle of revelation. Listen, stand up during the night, for you are a candle, O Prince. At night a candle stands up, and without your radiance, even the bright day is like night. Without your protection, the lion is captive to the hare. Be the captain of the ship in this sea of purity. For you are a second Noah, O Mustafa. An expert guide with understanding is needed for every road, especially when the road is upon the water. Arise. Look upon the waylaid caravan. Everywhere, a ghoul has become captain of the ship. You are the Khidr of the time and the deliverer of every ship. Do not, like the Spirit of God, practice solitude." I'm puzzled by that line, but let's continue. "Do not, like the Spirit of God, practice solitude." Maybe God's Spirit has to be concealed. "In the sight of this assembly, you are like the candle of heaven. Stop separating yourself and adopting seclusion. It's not the time for seclusion. Come into the assembly, O you who are that noble bird, while the guidance is like Mount Kaf. The full moon is moving by night in the highest reaches of the sky. It does not cease from its journey because of the barking of dogs. The scoffers keep making an outcry, like dogs, at your full moon, in the direction of your high place. These dogs are deaf to the command, 'Be silent,' from folly howling at your full moon. Listen, O you cure for the sick. O you cure for the sick. Do not, on account of anger against the deaf, don't fail to offer a staff to the blind. Listen, O you who are the cure of the sick. Do not let your anger against the deaf cause you to fail to offer a staff to those who are blind. Was it not said, he that leads a blind man on the way gains 100 recompenses and rewards from God? Whoever leads a blind man 40 steps is pardoned and will find salvation. It's a hadith, right? Lead the blind away from this impermanent world. The multitude of the blind, file on file, row on row. This is the business of a guide. And you are the guide. You are the joy for the sorrow of this time. Listen, O Imam of the God conscious. Cause those caught up with vain fancies to reach spiritual certainty. Whoever has given his heart to plotting against you, I will smite his neck, so advance joyously. I will lay blindness on top of his blindness. He will deem it sugar if I give him poison. Intellects have been kindled by my light. Plots have been learned from my plotting. What indeed is the Turkoman's tent of black felt before the feet of the great elephants of this world? How will that lamp of his withstand my fierce wind? Oh, my greatest prophet, arise and blow on the cosmic trumpet, so that those who have passed away may spring up from the earth. Since you are the rising seraphiel of the time, make a resurrection before the resurrection. O beloved, if anyone say, where is the resurrection? Show yourself, saying, behold, I am the resurrection. Look, O you who are stricken with doubts in this tribulation, from this resurrection, 100 worlds have been revived. And if he be not fit for this praise and humble supplication, then, O Sultan, the reply to a fool is silence. God's silence is the answer, O soul, to the prayer you thought was unanswered. This refers to a saying that the best answer to a fool is silence. Alas, it is harvest time, and by our fortune the day has become late. Time is pressing, and the breadth of this discussion is such that even eternity will be too narrow for it. So I love this passage. It's addressed to Prophet Muhammad, and it's so meaningful in that sense. But I think it's meaningful for every human being as well. Before I preface this with the saying about the beauties of contemplation, that the real gardens, the real orchards are within the heart, and the outer gardens and orchards, the outer springtime, is just a reflection of that spiritual reality that is within the heart. So this is one side of the truth. And the prophet was one of those contemplatives, and he never stopped being a contemplative. How many nights was he awake in worship? But at the same time, while he was inclined to draw the cloak over his head and go into contemplation, the divine is saying, stand up like a candle in this night, because you, this body of the world, is reeling It's staggering. The world is staggering. And you are intelligence. The prophet represents that intelligence, that universal intelligence embodied. Every prophet, Solomon, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. So let your candle shine forth. Be the captain of the ship in this sea of purity. You are a second Noah. And a guide is needed on every road. Caravans are waylaid. There are ghouls that have taken control. But you are the kidder of the time and the deliverer of every ship. So don't restrict yourself to solitude forever. It's not the time for seclusion. Come into the assembly. O you who are the noble Humay bird, the one that bird that can fly all the way to Mount Kaf. And like the full moon moving in the night in the upper part of the sky, it doesn't cease in its orbit from the barking of dogs. Yes, and don't let your anger toward the deaf cause you to fail to offer some help to the blind. And quotes the hadith, he that leads a blind man on the way gains 100 rewards from God. Whoever leads a blind man 40 steps is pardoned and will find salvation. You lead away from this transient world. Lead the multitude of the blind row upon row. This is the business of a guide, and you are the guide. You are the joy for the sorrow of this time. You're the imam of the God conscious. So help those caught up with vain fancies to reach spiritual certainty. Amin, amin, amin. It's good to get back to the Mesnevi and find the treasures that are there. Well, our time is short, and it will be Maghrib in about 15 minutes, and I think we should have a little bit of zikr. Camille, do you want to? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you. God answers all calls made in sincerity and truth. Bismillah ya Allah. 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 We give thanks for the light under which we gather. For our peer, Hazrati Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi, and for the generations of seekers and guides that have come before us, and for all those who have been our teachers.
Amen.
We pray for the health and well-being of everyone in this circle, our families, our children, our children's children, future generations, our communities, and our world.
Amen.
And we mention at this time anyone in need of prayer or healing. And may Almighty God make our intention and our awareness sound and bring us in readiness to the center of true beginning. And may the light of this circle be received wherever it's needed. By the breath of Mevlana, by the secret of Shamsi Tabriz, by the nobility of Imam Ali, with the blessings of Muhammad Mustafa, mercy to the world. Let us say who. Who. So, dear friends, take care. Take care of your health. Take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
If there are any needs, let them be known.
We're just sending so much love to all of you, moment by moment.
May the blessings of this Ramadan continue to pour down and spring forth.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.